This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's been a big week when it comes to the Trump campaign, including the Paul Manafort conviction, as well as a guilty plea from former personal attorney Michael Cohen. We'll talk about that today with SIU's debate coach and director, Todd Graham. Todd, thanks for coming in.
You're absolutely welcome.
So for people who may be wondering, what does a debate coach have to say about issues like this? This is the type of thing that you spend quite a bit of time on.
Oh, yeah. You know, the debate team argues a different topic every round. So we have to research all week long things from the economy to politics to international affairs to the judicial system. So I find myself to be a jack of all trades after all these years. The debate team doing so well, me winning, you know, me getting lucky and winning some awards, that I really do think that we need to expand what we think of when we think of debate coach. Debate coaches are experts in argument and in policy, and this is right in my wheelhouse.
Sure. So to catch people up, just to be sure, Paul Manafort was President Trump's campaign chairman back in 2016. He's now been convicted on 8 of 18 counts, and there is a lot of speculation that there will be a pardon in this case. This is a federal case. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're getting from this and what you think is the thing to remember here?
Well, yeah, here's why it's significant. It's significant because he was Trump's campaign chairman. And so that makes it another long list of Trump associates who have been found guilty of a crime. Now, Trump yesterday, through Sarah Sanders, says, has nothing to do with Trump and it has nothing to do with Russia collusion. And on that, they are correct. Temporarily, it doesn't. In fact, it only proves that Trump hangs out with bad people or does not hire the best people. But where it starts to get a little bit more significant and the effect that it can have on the president is it might hurt his polling numbers, right? People start to see that he has poor judgment, etc. But and the public opinion now is also beginning to shift. Why specifically Manafort was important is because it shows that the Mueller investigation seems to be on point. This was their first actual jury trial, and they got what they wanted out of this. So I think the public will start to feel that way. Now, Trump's position is, of course, it has nothing to do with Russia. It has nothing to do with me. And he praises Paul Manafort. So let's talk about just that for a moment. Trump has gone on the air and has tweeted in the last couple of days that Manafort is a good guy, that I feel very badly for him, that it was a 12-year-old case. That part is a lie, of course. And that, you know, he refused to break. We all know what he's saying there. Trump is literally almost, I mean, in between the lines at least, saying, I will pardon you. Keep your mouth shut. Because here's why it's significant. Jen, there's one more trial coming up. It's in Washington, D.C. It's next month. There are more charges pending against Manafort. Now, while these are still federal charges, and Trump can literally pardon him for all federal crimes, Trump cannot pardon Paul Manafort for any state crimes. And Mueller was sneaky and tricky about this. I think Robert Mueller's a smart man, been in the law a long time, and he knew that Trump could possibly pardon Manafort, so he saved some of the charges and gave them to the state of New York. The district attorney of New York and the state's attorney general have information currently on Manafort, and tellingly, they can prosecute him and send him to jail for a long time. So Manafort's not out of the woods with a pardon by Trump. It only gets rid of Mueller. It doesn't get rid of the rest of the investigation.
So we've been talking a lot about how this is something we're going to keep an eye on. This is clearly something that may have additional information attached to it.
Exactly, exactly.
So as we look to this other case, this case against Michael Cohen, who is President Trump's former personal attorney. This has a very different feel to it, and a lot of analysts are talking about how this is more important than what we saw in a conviction from Paul Manafort.
Yeah, the Paul Manafort thing is a sideline for now. It's not important because it's not terribly related to Trump unless it goes to the Washington, D.C. court next month, because that does relate to influence by Ukraine and Russia. And so if Manafort goes there, Trump could be in more trouble. But for now, he's okay on Manafort. What happened on Cohen is Cohen literally implicated Trump when he pled guilty. Now, here's what Cohen did. Remember, he was Trump's personal attorney, no longer, of course. But what Cohen pled guilty to was five parts of income tax evasion. But he also pled guilty to two counts of involving unlawful campaign contributions. And what he said was, and these are his exact words, when he pled guilty, he said, I did this in, these are Cohen's words, in coordination with and at the direction of a candidate for federal office for the principal purpose of influencing the election. So we have someone now who has pled guilty of election laws in trying to illegally influence the election, who said President Trump not only did it with me, but he helped me do it. That's why this is much more damaging and will continue to be so for President Trump.
So what is the argument on either side going forward? The president clearly says, I did nothing wrong. I will be exonerated through this. And the prosecution and some Democrats, for example, are saying, no, this is the downfall.
No, it could be the downfall, right? My famous thing I always tell everyone is John Oliver has that button on his show that says, we got him, and he punches it all the time, and you never got him. So Trump does slip away from a lot of things when you think you have him. But here's the problem with this. He could get away with this if he said it was not for the purpose of the campaign. The problem is that's not going to hold a lot of water. I think most people will know it was for the campaign. That's why Stormy Daniels, etc., came out. And on tape, he kind of says it's for the campaign. So then what Trump has said in the Fox News interview today is, well, it wasn't a crime. Clearly, that's incorrect. It was a crime. You don't plead guilty to crimes in federal court if it's not. And if Trump paid for it without disclosing it. So long story short, and I have a lot more I can talk about here, but long story short, Trump is allowed to give his own campaign as much money as he wants. But he has to declare it, and it can't go through a third party and be sneaky about it. That violates the law. So no matter what you hear him say about it came from me, it came from my company, it's still illegal if he did it through a shell company, which was Michael Cohen, and then didn't report it. It's still breaking the law with the purpose of influencing the election. It's a huge deal, and so far Trump says, it's not against the law, and it most certainly is.
Just a little less than a minute remaining, and I wonder how you go about this discussion as we head into a midterm election. Can either side win this?
Obviously this doesn't help Republicans at all. It does help the Democrats, but the Democrats need to, they're being political right now, which maybe isn't the right move, because this is literally more, if you followed up, than Bill Clinton was impeached on. He was impeached because he lied under oath, but not about something as important as this. Trump won the election, perhaps, because he kept silent these secret payments that were illegal, that were helping his campaign. So what we could do is see people call for impeachment. Politically wise, they won't do it, not before the midterms, because before the midterms, all that does is riles up Trump's base. Right now, the Democrats' base is already riled up. So they're going to avoid that until as soon as the midterms are over, then you'll start hearing the I word a lot more.
Todd Graham is the director of debate at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. Todd, thanks for your time.
You're absolutely welcome.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.